holding here in the middle of the Saranisim. I think we're holding with Farbanel for Tamsha Mispasara.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Hashem is Baruch Hu Tzolat Nisim is Kol B'chol Chol Kiat Stodim Asher Epsha Ken Nisim Ove Ish Anit Yomta Eichot Vorm Shodim Ki Yesh Vorm Shokor Vashin Yitam Tad Man Koshim Tad Man. So, he says over here that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Asher Nisim Dafka is because each Nes is something it's from a different sad, it's from a different media, Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's coming lafuke from some other anhagativis, and b'meila, this is, he wants to show that Kodesh Baruch Hu is there in every possible way. He says also that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't, he wants, he says it in the Ma'aseh Gevuras Hashem at the end, speaks about Klal Yisrael having it a kavudika way and not mikra, which is another oifin of this. Well, let me explain. When he's saying that he wanted to show that in every tzad Klal Yisrael had a nes. So when we speak about mikra, for instance, if I tell you that this person is somebody who is a good person, and I saw certain his nagus that wasn't good, so I tell him, you know, he has this particular knage, but this particular mida of his is only something that is a in one side of him. If you happen to get him at this particular time, at this particular moment, then there's a problem. But other than that, he's good. So what I'm saying is, something which defines a particular tzad of a person is a mikra. Something that defines a person in totality, that's his atmius. So when I say he's a good person, it means whichever side you'll turn, he's good. Anything that's a mikra, say, you know, in such and such a case, I'll say if he's under a lot of stress and is this happening, that happening, then maybe he's not, he has a problem. So the definition of kolat stodim dovetails the definition of somebody who's essentially good versus somebody who, versus something that is essentially true versus something that's not true bad. So that's the union of the nes over here. So what is he's saying ki'ilu the Klal Yisrael's the hanhog of nes with Klal Yisrael is essential to her, not mikra to her. So I want to understand a little bit this point. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to do nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do Pidei HaTeva. He does it nes only as a last resort. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu like his matrichim benisim and so on. So why would we want to say, in what sense would we want to say that Neis is part of our Atzmius? Adab, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Teva to work. So what sense are we talking about? So I want to discuss this a little bit, the Neis of the Benaira was a Neis, Neis Chaniko is Neis Benaira. The emis is that the Neis of the Benaira was always there. It says it's called Eidos. The Benaira is called Eidos because the Ner Maravi Eidos Chobayelu Shashkin Asher B'Yisrael Shenoisim B'Shem Kimiras Chavisera. That's what the Tarskanim says, or the Gemara says. That's the why it's called Eidus and the Shechina Sheira. So Luchura, what it's saying is there was a constant nes in the Menaira, which doesn't actually say that anywhere really. It just says that it's Eidus the Shechina Sheira. It'll also try to understand what it means Eish Chilashayr. Then everything is a nais. The in what are we trying to accomplish? Saying that in Kal Yisrael, all that hug is nisis. That are we trying to say that everything is nais? Well, many things are not nis. Nisim are particular events. The Asar Nisim, Azal defined Asar Nisim. So, in what sense do we mean that that hug of nais is ikata it and not a mikra? So let's go back. Let's go tack it to the inyan of Neir to Neir Maravi that Eidach Boilo Shashkin Shabbi Yisrael that he puts in the same amount as everything else. Umimeno Yamaskul Boha Yamisayim. So let's understand the take of that. What's that Nes telling me? Mela the Nisim of Hanukkah. So okay, you know, we didn't have Shemen and Akadosh Baruch Hu had to make a Nes so that we should have the Shemen. I understand the tzorich bit. I understand what the kamashmalan is. But what's the tzorich and what's the kamashmalan in the Nes of the Ner Maravi? So I think it means as follows. Let's take two examples. Imagine that I give out to 10 people a loaf of bread. So Seichel says that if I gave somebody first, and then somebody second, and somebody third, somebody fourth, the first person will have used up his kikka first, and the second person second, and third person third. The seichel says that if whichever one I start with will finish first, given an average, that most people eat an average amount of bread per day. So this, however you start it, that's however you're going to finish. And first comes first finished, last comes last finished. That's a mahalach where I gave out different things to different people. Now, let's take a second mahalach. Imagine that I lay down a pipe and water is coming from a mucker, a water tank, a river, whatever it is, and is going through a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of pipelines, from a main pipe and then a house pipe and then processing pipes in each sink. Now, if somebody will ask, let's say I closed off, so different kilkulim could happen, different takolas could happen. I can close off some of the water in the lower pipes, and I can close off water in the pipes closer to the beginning of it. So now, imagine I do that. So the statement I can always say is, whoever got the water first will have the water last. In other words, if let's say the simon will be, if the water spurted in my fountain first, then it's going to last the longest over there. So I have two mahalchim and minakotze lakotze. In accounting, they have two mahalchim how to deal with inventory, last in, first out, or first out, and last in, last out. So how do I explain these two mahalchim? The answer is, where there's a mahalach of a nituk from the makor and the shorish, and I have to look at what came as a dover misuyim, so what's chal on it are the klolim of this metzias of a finite world, and what came in first it finishes first. So the person who got the first cup of water, mistami, he drank it, and he's out of water. That's because that's what chal on it is a din of something, a klal of something finite. Let's say I'm the pipeline. So since the mocker itself doesn't have limitations, so Betzim, what happened was things became mechuber to unlimited. So us. And therefore, whenever something is coming out, the one who got it first is a siman that is closest to the makor and to the sheirish, and therefore it's a siman that he is not, he's going to be the last one to be cut off. Because the closer you are to the makor and the sheirish, things that affect lower down functions are not going to affect you. And but vice versa, it's not affect you, affects them. There are two types of Ha'aris Nebriya. Oyer is the first Briya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why it's the first Briya, said a few times, is because Oyer Betzim is Gilui. In other words, you megala things through Oyer. You see things through the perspective of Oyer. Oyer gives you the sense of seeing things and so on. So there's one Oyer from within the Briya itself. And that Oyer itself is an oyer of finite type of gvul, and in that oyer, wherever the ha'ara started first, it finishes first. Just like if I have to say I look at different people and I say this person is older, so the statement about him is he began to understand earlier than the second person, and he stops understanding before the other person. That's a normal mahalach of it. Where the oyer is a breakthrough from a different mahalach, like the mahalach coming from the Ein Sof. So in that ha'ara, the faker the klal functions. The klal that functions is that which came first will stay the longest there because that's closer to the mark and to the sherish. Nisim that are the mikra. In other words, like the Rambam, when the Rambam speaks about the nisim that happened in Mitzrayim and why Hashem Baruch Hu made it, the Rambam says that none of them are a raya for Hashem Baruch Hu. Because it could be through some sort of trick, through some sort of this. So none of them are real proofs, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu only made Nisim as per need. So as per need is called a Mikridika type of Nes. It's something where Hayat Tzarech to Lava Sayam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kara Sayam, Hayat Tzarech Lach Samitzim, Hika Samitzim. He did everything Litzorech. So Litzorech means it still stood to something in this world. So those are limited nisim. They're not megala anything shayrishtik, and therefore they are of and therefore they don't have any real permanent type of lasting effect. They're not a basis for muna. That's regular nisim. The nes of so whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Karas HaSonis, going back to the Gevurah Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Sar Nisim, which means if the Nisim are, so let's take a marshal for it. Imagine I see a kid fall in the street and scrape his knee. So I yell out, here, come here, here's some water soap, here's a bandage, I'll give you a bandage. I see a kid, he looks sad, I give him a lollipop, this, that. So each one of those cases is a mikra that I saw something, and I shelts it at tzarech. It's normal. It's midas rachmanis. But let's say there's one kid that this kid, I'm always fixing his bleeding. I'm giving him candies. I'm walking with him. I'm doing everything with him. So then bal korcha the pshat is it's my child. It's something that has to do with me and him. It's nothing to do with any particular tzarech. It's not because he looked sad, I gave him a lollipop. He's my kid, and I take care of him. So I diaper him, and I feed him, and I put him to sleep, and v'chulu v'chulu. So any type of nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is only megala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaching into this world for a particular tzarech. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a sur nisim, it means there was a certain gilui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's be'etzim Misnaheg with Karisol. This is Be'etzim is Chibur, because by definition, if Nes is the extraordinary, then it can't be characterized by being tamid. Something which is tamid is by is a hafkar from the from that mahalak. That's the pshat in the Menorah, the Ner Maravi. It says shemisham mimeno yemaskel leboyim mesayim. Mimeno yemaskel leboyim mesayim. It's almost it's not, you know, on the first glance it's a pella. You're starting with this one, and that's the one you're finishing with. But the emes la mitoi, it's because you started with this, that's why you're finishing with it. It's because he's closer to the shevish. It's because mimeno yemaschil. That's why it finished with it. And that's the pshat. It's a edus that lechol be'olam shashchina shere b'Yisrael. It means that there's a certain kvius of shchina in Kal Yisrael because Hashra's Hashchina means that this is what Be'etzim Kal Yisrael contains. This is the metzias that Kal Yisrael has in its primius. That's the chibur of that's this Indian over here of Nemaravi. That's Eidusha that the Shchina Shruya. I want to go back to Nes Chanukah, I guess, or get to Nes Chanukah. There were many hechetimtzes possible for Nes. In other words, it's not something. Obviously, it wasn't a particular need so much that caused it. We're the other way around. There could have been many things missing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu could have had Chmeis Avnim is Be'er Kambenes. Hakadosh Baruch Hu could have had many. There were many things broken. The princess. There were other elements there. The chisaron of the shemen and the need for Nes obviously was there because Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to demonstrate the hashgacha through that. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu chose the entity that Hakadosh Baruch Hu chose for that yilui was dafka the chelik of the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, that said that the Shechina is Shruya L'Olam, that the Shem Shechina is Shruya. I want to also understand with that Rashi, famous Rashi, in Baal Yischa, it says iron was niskane, from the Avodah of the Nesiyim, and he said, Shalchok Chayim L'Olam, to which Ramban basically asks that the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav. So when it was standing, they had Karbanis and the Neira. When it was Chorav, they had Nida. So what does it mean? The Ramban says it's a remes for Hanukkah, which came through Kohanim. What I think it means, Umkos Haldover, is that whenever you have a Hanhog of Mikra. So then I say when it's there, it's there. When it's not there, it's not there. Let's give an example. Imagine a person is smoking, let's say, a cigarette. They say, you know, he doesn't need it. When he's smoking, he's smoking. When he's not smoking, he's not smoking. When a person, the muscle is breathing, so even if he stops for a minute, but I say something happened as a mikra. The person be'etzem is a breather, except something, choked on something, whatever it is. It things that the chelke avoida that can come and go, that it's up to us to do, and if we're not bringing it, it's not there, and so on. Those are chelke avoidas that are subject to chum. Masha'in came, the chelke avoida that the chelke avoida of shashchina shruya sham, that edus l'chol boi oilam, that shashchina shruya, that's something that by its mitzad, its content, it's chayim loilam. It's even when I don't see, so even when I don't see it happening, I say it must be there. So it's like Moshe Almodav Adayma. There's sometimes a well that a, a, Boy Rake, I took out all the water, so there's nothing left anymore. There's no water. But if it's a Mayan, then even if, so then if I see no water coming, I say somebody must have capped it. There must be a cap on it. There must be a cover in it. The water is blikvul inside. So something is covering it up. But my hadara of it is something that is be'etzem there even when it's not there. The gilui of the ha'ara of the Nes Hanukkah was a ha'ara from that world of Shechina Shriya, which means that even the Chorban of Shechina Shriya, because Shechina Shriya defines a matzav of atzmius. This is the mitzvah. It's not the pshat, a phenomenon that happens and happened to be there. So Asara Nisim, in its clolius of Klal Yisrael, is defining Klal Yisrael as a place that an umma where that haga altivis is atzmius. In the world of Avoda, there was Asara Nisim Hamikdash. The one that is the Edus, the Chobo Olam, is specifically this, because this is something the Ne'amar Ravi is a place where the phenomenon of the closer you are to the Mokar, the longer you last, is because it defines the entire Metzius of the Ur that we have as the Nura as being an Ur that's coming from Lamala. And the Mela, the Churbana, it's something that we define it as somebody putting a shutter over the light, not as the light being be'etzem not there. The oil is always there. It's just that there is a choshech over it. There's a veil over it. And Hanukkah, which was the zman of the choshech hagolus, the ha'ara was a ha'ara not of Mikra de Kenes, but it was the Nes that said that remember that Oyer is always asking the Kai, so I trust with that Kai, so sometimes you see, sometimes you don't, but Afilu B'Chorbana, it's there. Any questions?
No, it's good. It's good.